31, we got some news from inside the courtroom. Apparently, the district attorney's office has filed a written motion, so they have made it official to try and hold Donald Trump in contempt for violating the gag order that was put onto him by the judge. Well, I guess there were three allegations that the state made yesterday, and if the allegations hold up, Trump would be fined $1,000 for each violation.
That's right.
No surprise here, of course. The corrupt Manhattan district attorney wants Trump to be silenced, of course. He can't speak up in his own defense. He just has to manage and deal with the fact that he's being railroaded right now in a New York City courtroom. Now, this is day two of jury selection, and well, it's going all right, I guess you could say. The judge is obviously extremely biased. We already know that. And well, there's not really much of a pool of juries to pull from when you got probably one of the most liberal cities in the country. So let's bring in somebody who's been following all of this. Clay Clark joins me now. Clay is the host of Thrive Time Show podcast, and he's also an author as well. Clay, I know you've been following all of this and we've been watching this all play out. We know the judge is corrupt. We also know that the DA is playing kind of like illegal gymnastics with trying to manipulate the laws in New York so that he can prosecute the former president. So what's your takeaway of what we've seen so far?
Well, I believe that if you read Mark chapter 13, Matthew chapter 24, or Luke chapter 21 from the Bible, it speaks of this in the latter times. Mark chapter 13, Luke chapter 21, Matthew chapter 24. And when I say it speaks of this specifically, it talks about the idea that you're going to be, if you're a Christian or you're somebody who is of faith for your good faith with God's laws, and if you're someone who wants to stand up for God's laws, you're going to be pulled in front of judges and you're going to be tried to be accused of crimes and ultimately convicted of crimes for standing up for your faith. And I believe we're watching it happen.
Yeah, I think it's disgusting what we're seeing play out because, again, they slap these gag orders on the former president. He can't speak out in his own defense. He has to just tolerate what they're doing. And I think that's the really disturbing part in all of this. What's your takeaway from the Manhattan DA kind of pushing back and trying to get the judge to implement the gag order penalties for him just simply trying to speak out and defend himself publicly?
Well, you know, Brianna, I mean, it's unfortunate, but the way that this mindset works is this is Isaiah chapter 5, verse 20. I know a lot of your listeners didn't tune in for a Bible study today, but again, Isaiah chapter 5, verse 20, it says, "Woe unto them that call evil good and good evil, that put darkness for light and light for darkness, and who put bitter for sweet and sweet for bitter." So let me just give an example. As an entrepreneur, you know, Proverbs 10:4 says, "God blesses the hand of the diligent and punishes the hand of the slackard." Well, our current system punishes the diligent and rewards the slackers. Let me give you an example. You faithfully and diligently put out this great broadcast, and that's what you do, right? So you're putting out the show, and that's wonderful. And as you continue to grow followers and advertisers and so many great things like that, hopefully that you'll be rewarded for that because you're diligent. You take your show seriously. However, there are people out there today that have found a way to make a pretty comfortable living by doing absolutely nothing. And so, you know, if we separate this conversation from your show, you think about contractors, dentists, doctors, lawyers, the more they make, the more the government takes because it's a perversion of God's laws. It's supposed to be that God rewards the hand of the diligent and punishes the slackard. In this case, with President Trump, you're seeing a man being persecuted for righteousness' sake. So Matthew 5, 10 through 11 says, "Blessed are ye who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for ye shall inherit the kingdom of heaven." Now, I don't know President Trump very well. I've met him on multiple occasions. But I can tell you, I know Eric Trump very well, and Eric Trump is very proud of his father. He absolutely is unapologetically proud of his father. And it's very sad to see President Donald J. Trump be told that he can't attend his own son's graduation due to this ridiculous persecution.
Yeah, I think that's got a lot of Americans upset. Because the fact that he can't attend his own son's high school graduation is absurd in itself. But I think people who were just kind of down the middle and didn't understand what was going on, I think that speaks volumes to them. Because most of us, we love and cherish our family. And those are key moments in our lives and milestones that we all want to celebrate. And the fact that the judge is sitting there and slamming his fist down saying, "You can't go to your son's graduation," is absurd in itself. Because they're trying their hardest to push this trial through before the election. And they're trying their best because they want to see him behind bars and not on the campaign trail, which is absurd in itself. But then there was also this other side of it. And the president spoke out yesterday about the judge specifically saying that he won't even allow him to go to the SCOTUS hearing that was taking place today in court. Let's take a listen.
Thursday, we're before the United States Supreme Court on a very big hearing on immunity. And this is something that we've been waiting for a long time. And the judge, of course, is not going to allow us. He's a very conflicted judge. And he's not going to allow us to go to that. He won't allow me to leave here for a half a day, go to D.C. and go before the United States Supreme Court because he thinks he's superior, I guess, to the Supreme Court. We got a real problem with this judge. We have a real problem with a lot of things having to do with this trial, including the DA, because you go right outside and people are being mugged and killed all day long, and he's sitting here all day with about 10 or 12 prosecutors over nothing.
This judge seems to think he's above the Supreme Court. Clay, most Americans are watching this and they're getting really discouraged in our criminal justice system, as well as just our checks and balances in this country right now. What words of wisdom and encouragement would you have for everyone watching right now who just continues to feel like they're letting us all down? Because, I mean, Clay, it's very depressing to watch.
Well, okay, let me just give you an example. Before I met you, I did a show, which I'm sure people can still find, but I was explaining to people, this is before the lockdowns, okay? I did a show and I explained to people very succinctly on the Thrive Time Show podcast. I let people know, you know, the models that said 2.2 million people would die from COVID, those models were false. The PCR tests, those polymerase chain reaction tests, turns out those could be falsely calibrated to inflate cases. Turns out COVID was treatable. Using, at that time, we knew hydroxychloroquine. Turns out the system and method for testing for COVID-19 was, in fact, patented in 2015. And turns out it's all part of this Great Reset agenda. So the reward that I got, Matthew 5:10-11, says, blessed are ye who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for ye shall inherit the kingdom of heaven. The reward that I got is I got removed from LinkedIn. This is pre-locked in. Pre-lockdowns. So I got removed from LinkedIn and people are going, dude, what happened to your LinkedIn? Remember that? We have LinkedIn. This is before strikes, before warnings, just boom, gone. YouTube, thousands of videos, just gone. Boom. So, and I get this thing called a strike from iTunes and Spotify. No one at that point was talking about strikes on iTunes or Spotify. And I wrote this book called Fear Unmasked, which you can now find on Amazon. And I wrote the book, and to my knowledge, according to my publicist who was helping me at the time, this woman represented Tim Tebow. She still does, Esther Federkevich. She's a literary agent, very respected. She said, I think your book may be the first book in American history banned from Amazon. So you could still buy Mein Kampf, and my book was banned. You could still buy Adolf Hitler's Mein Kampf, and my book was banned. I mean, you could still buy satanic books on how to do spells and all sorts of satanic psychosexual books. But you know what you couldn't do? You couldn't buy my book. And that is because Matthew chapter 24, Mark chapter 13, and Luke chapter 21 told us that this would happen. We would come to a time where you'd have wars, rumors of wars, famines, pestilences, neighbor rising against neighbor, and because iniquity or lack of following God's laws shall abound, you're going to have people betraying one another. And that's so I, as you're seeing this happen, the encouragement that I have is that God, aka Jesus, was very accurate in prophesying these events, and they are all happening, which should be confirming to your faith, but it's also disturbing if you don't have a rock solid faith in our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, and his return. So I would encourage everybody tonight, read Mark chapter 13, read Matthew chapter 24, read Luke chapter 21, and then I'd also recommend you read 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, because that tells you how it all ends. Now, even more current events, of which, again, current events have to catch up to the Bible, but Revelation chapter 16, verse 12 through 14, the Bible states that when the Euphrates River dries up, and it is, that China and Russia shall team up, and they are, and that the false prophet shall show up, and he is, and that the beast technology will show up, and it is. So all of those things are happening right now, and that's Revelation chapter 16, verse 12 through 14. Now, I consider myself to be pretty accurate, but I am not a prophet or a son of a prophet, much like Amos in the Bible, but I'm just trying to share the facts. And I told people 3-4 years ago, I said, this is where we're headed. So I'm not shocked that this is happening. And so you get back to, you know, what can we do? I think we all need to wake up today and say, how can God use our time, treasure, and talents to save this nation? So I look at your great show, and every day you faithfully put in the research, you share the truth, and God's given you a platform and a desire to do that, and you do it well. Somebody else watching right now, though, you're a teacher. You're a doctor, you're a lawyer, you're a dentist, you're currently unemployed, looking for opportunities. You're single, you're married, you're a mom, you're a dad. God wants to use everybody's time, treasure, and talents right now to lead people back to Christ. So everybody out there watching today, one, we need to get back to Christ. And how do you do that? Read the Bible, get in God's word. Second thing is I would recommend you come to events. Now, Brianna, my events aren't the only events, but the Reawaken America Tour, June 7th and 8th, is in Detroit, Michigan. That's the final confirmed event. And people always ask, you know, why? How do you get Eric Trump and Laura Trump and Peter Navarro and General Flynn and Kash Patel and Alina Haba? How do you get them all to an event with Amanda Grace and Julie Green and Pastor Dave Scarlett? It's because our events, we let people name their price. And I think a lot of people out there have been beaten up financially because of the lockdowns, the quarantines, and the Great Reset, and they really do appreciate a hand up. So again, you can attend the Reawaken America Tour, Detroit, Michigan. We have just under 500 tickets. And then finally, Brianna, my final big call to action. It's very big, and I brought my own little prop for this. I encourage everybody. I just was emailing with Peter Navarro moments ago. He's in prison right now. Yeah. So Peter Navarro, my good friend Peter Navarro, is in prison right now. I literally just exchanged emails with him moments ago. And wonderful guy, wonderful man. This is the guy who was the author of the Trump Economy. This is Trump's chief economic advisor, Peter Navarro. He's 74 years old, and he fixed the economy in three great ways. One, he pushed for deregulation, tough negotiation with China. And he also pushed this idea. I know it's crazy. It's an interesting lower taxation. Lower taxation, tough negotiation with China, and deregulation. And he's the first guy in the White House to call out Fauci. And because of that, he's in prison right now because he refuses to testify and or provide his phone records, emails, and various other communications. He basically was in the White House under Trump, and he's not going to turn over his private conversations and emails that he had with Trump and phone calls and interactions with Trump while he's in the White House. He's not going to do that because he doesn't want to compromise the national security. So he's in prison right now for 4 months. And he called me on December 23rd. Great guy. Doesn't get speeding tickets. I mean, just a sharp guy. One wonderful man. Treats women right. Treats men right. He's a handshake, deal maker kind of guy. Great guy. He's in prison. He calls me December 23rd and he says, hey, I need to raise about $1 million additional dollars to pay for my legal bills. Can you help me? And I said, as God is my witness, I shall do it. So everybody out there, go to givesendgo.com/Navarro and to brag on your wonderful listeners. As of right now, everybody out there who's been listening to the Reawaken Tour and other great events has chipped in $1,344,000. So far we've raised $1.344 million off of 23,000 donations. So if you don't know what to do, just go to givesendgo.com/Navarro and donate anything. And you text me proof of donation and you have a chance to win a backstage pass. That's my number right there. 918-851-0102. 918-851-0102.
I love that. Clay, I love that because that is your number and you don't mind getting in touch with people. You're very welcoming and this is great. Peter Navarro too, by the way. So we actually posted his address. So if our viewers wanted to go mail him to send him something in the mail, they can. And I think we might have flooded the jail with so many letters because the clip alone got over 500,000 views on Twitter, the tweet itself, that they are sending some of them back to our viewers. So, we just got a call earlier today. I got a call earlier today from my good friend over at Citizen Free Press, and he's saying that a couple of the viewers are saying that they got their letters back in the mail saying that there was nobody there at the prison, but we know there is. It's happened before with J6ers. It's nothing to be discouraged about. They just don't want to give them all the mail, and so they usually send it back to discourage them from continuing to write. So it happens all the time. But I'm glad to hear that you were speaking with Mr. Navarro. He is an incredible person. Some of the best Trump policies coming from that man. And it's amazing that he has just, you know, kept his spirit up and he is not backing down. Some people back down from these fights and it's incredible to see that he is not. Again, folks, Clay also mentioned the Reawaken Tour. You guys can head over right now to the thrivetimeshow.com and then you'll see up at the upper tab is the Reawaken Tour. The schedule's there and that's where you guys could also grab tickets there in Detroit. We'll be there as well, Clay. So we're excited for that. Clay Clark, always good to speak with you. I appreciate you jumping on with us today.
Hey, thank you so much. And again, I appreciate everything about you, your show, your audience, your attention to detail. Thank you so much, Brianna. I can't wait to see you soon.
Thank you, Clegg. We're very excited to have you on. We appreciate everything that you do.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
To celebrate the new year, we're having the biggest sale ever on overstock clearance and brand new products. For example, save 60% on our Goose Down Comforters, the best comforters ever. They go perfectly with our MyPillow bed sheets and duvet covers. Save 25% on our brand new kitchen towels. They're made with the same technology as our famous My Towels. Our initial quantities are extremely low, so get them now before they go. Our seasonal flannel sheets are finally in. You save up to 50%, and they sell out fast every year, so order now. They're truly the best flannel sheets you'll ever sleep on. Or save up to 80% on all our clearance items. And this is where it gets even better. For a limited time, your entire order ships absolutely free. So go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen. Use that promo code to get deep discounts on all MyPillow products. And for a limited time, your order ships absolutely free.
And if you enjoyed that segment, make sure you hit that like button. And if you want to see the news before it becomes the news, you have to subscribe to our channel. And well, if you have a liberal friend that you're looking to save, make sure you share this content with them.